Jeff Timmons is next from 98 degrees. Right now, though, let's check in with your forecast. Mostly cloudy, breezy today. Highs in the upper 40s. 44 degrees now at the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield. And Jeff is on the Stevens Jewelers of West Springfield Celebrity Hotline this morning.
He's coming to the Hooky Lau in January with his Men of the Strip show, and tickets go on sale today at HookyLau.com.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
We're doing good. You're taking off your shirt, apparently. Maker of 98 degrees is now making the Men of the Strip.
Well, look, the guys in the show that I'm presenting, they take their shirts off. But what's interesting about this show is it's a lot different than people think, and that these guys actually sing and dance, and it's a Vegas show, so it's a well-produced show, and of course it's a sexy show and all that stuff, but it's an entertaining show nonetheless, and it's not quite like Magic Mike, and it's a little bit more class, I think.
So in terms of singing and what you have to show, is it more important to have the better vocals or the better six-pack?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, I associated myself with some great guys. I mean, I had success in Vegas. I was very reluctant to host the Chippendales some years back, but I ended up going and doing it and trying it and realized that it was a really well-produced, it's like a Broadway show. So I went and aligned myself with some really great guys to produce a sexier, cooler version, a more talented version, if you will, of that kind of show. And, we were really concentrating on, of course, the guys got to look good, but we wanted some dudes that were charismatic and could sing and dance. And, I mean, it's just been a very, very successful run for us. I mean, we had a TV show on E! Out of it. And to answer your question, I think you need to have a little bit of both.
All right. We're talking with Jeff Timmons, of course, creator of 98 Degrees, singer, and, hooking us up with the Men of the Strip.
Now, recently, Channing Tatum had mentioned that he was making about $150 on one of his better days. You guys bringing in a lot of cash with your shows per person?
Well, look, I mean, the guys do really, really well with their shows. I mean, this is a little bit, it's souped up because, we've gone really mainstream with it. I mean, when you have a TV show and, we did a show in Boston very recently. We did a show last weekend with the guys where there were 1,400 people sold out. They make a little bit more money, and as long as we keep them happy and they get food, we're good to go.
That's right. You get the famous scorpion bowl there. Of course, tickets go on sale today for Men of the Strip at the Hooky Lau January 2nd. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on, guys. I appreciate the support. Thank you.
Yeah,
you
know, Chris was a little disappointed. He thought we were talking strip steak. So,
actually,
still, it was nice talking to you.
You don't know this, but Jeff and I are starting another tour called The Men of the Girth.
That's right. The Men of the Girth. We're the same age, Chris. So, I think we could pull it off. If I pulled this one off, we could pull off that one.
All right, Jeff. Thank you so much
Thanks,
for being
guys.
With the Kellogg
Take
Crew,
care.
Man.